Okay. Quarters on. Okay, so tonight we are, Mirz Hashem, heading towards the finish line in Perek Vayil Charim. As I had emailed out, so we're going to have two final Shiram before, I guess, the Yom Noram, in which we're going to finish Perek Vayil Charim. Basically, tonight we're going to just about finish Melachas Kosher. Next week, we're going to have a 1 week job on Melachas Matir. And then in Mirz Hashem, at the end of next week, so we'll get to the, we'll discuss a few contemporary Shilohs to finish off the discussion. So that's the game plan. Fine. So tonight we're going to, in Mirz Hashem, be discussing really what's the most fundamental aspect of Melachas Kosher, and that is the productive quality of this Melacha. We always try to pin down what's the Yisod HaMelacha, the productive accomplishment in each malacha, because that really governs where the malacha applies. So we never actually officially did this for kosher. That's the goal for tonight. And in order to develop this issue, we're going to move over to an issue that we actually brought up last week, and we're going to reassess it through a new shita, which is going to force us to develop, to get really into the yisod of what malachas kosher is all about. So the issue we're now going to discuss is the issue with the Urayim on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Let's just chaz over what we did last week, and then we'll get to the new information we need for tonight. The Gemara Ayin Dalet Amud Beis is discussing the malacha of Topher. Topher, we know, is the malacha of sewing. And the Gemara there is bothered by a certain detail in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel. When the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel brings down the malacha of Topher, so it tells us that the shear for Topher is two tefiros, two stitches. You need to sew a minimum of two stitches to violate Melechas Topher. So ask the Gemara on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis the question that how can you tell me that sewing merely two stitches is going to violate Melechas Topher? We have this ongoing rule that a Melecha needs to be done in a lasting, permanent manner. You need to do Melecha in a way that's miskayemes, but if you perform a Melecha in a manner that's not going to last, that's not going to hold, so that's not going to be chayiv on Shabbos. This has to do with the need for productivity. And if you do a malach in a way that's only temporary, it's lacking in productivity. So ask the Gemara, two stitches are not going to hold. If you just sew two stitches and leave it there, the stitches are going to come out. It's not a malach and miskayemes. How could that be chayav? That's the kasha of the Gemara on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara answers as follows. Gemara says that you're right. If you just sew two stitches and you leave it at that, so that's not going to violate Melachas Topher because it's not going to hold. The case has to be where after sewing the two stitches, you then tie down the ends. If you tie down the ends, so that's going to support the stitches that'll hold it in place. That'll then violate Melachas Topher. But just merely sewing two stitches won't violate Topher. That's the solution of the Gemara on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. And that's the small shock of Atari here on Ayin Dalet that we're now going to be analyzing. Fine. So it comes along the Urayim, and which we had last week, and the Urayim is bothered by the Kasha, that if the Gemara now is telling me that the case in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel, where you sew two stitches, is where you tie down the ends, then aside from violating Melechas Topher when you sew two stitches, you should also violate Melechas Kosher. Kosher is our Melacha of tying. If you're tying down the ends of the threads, aside from violating Topher, you should also violate Kosher. But that is not the Mashmos. When the Mishnah lists 39 Avos Melachos, so the implication is we have 39 independent malachos in the original form of the original 39 malachos. You'd like to think that there's no overlap, that when you do one av malacha, you're not also going to violate another malacha. So when the Mishnah tells me that one of the 39 malachos is sewing two stitches, it's mashma that you're going to violate one malacha and one malacha alone, namely Topher. And it's mashma you're not going to violate kosher. Ask the Urayim, but why not? If you're tying down the ends, you should also violate malachas kosher. So that's the kasha of the Urayim. Now tonight, we're going to present two approaches to answer this question. The first approach will be a chazorah of the Urayim's answer from last week, which we had. And then the second approach is what we're heading for, is the shita of the Rambam as learned by the Merkavas HaMishnah. So that's what we really want to get at. Let's first chaz the Urayim, because he's going to be a very important foil for the shitas of Rambam. Yeah. Sure. The Mishnah said that, as explained by the Gemara, says, just the question was just to repeat the question. So just to repeat the question, the Mishnah had said that Meleches Topher applies when you sew two stitches and you tie down the ends. The Gemara said you're sewing two stitches and tying down the ends. Ask the Arayim that if you're tying down the ends, you should also violate kosher in addition to Topher. But the Mishnah, in telling me 39 Melachos, the Pashtus is when you do one Av Melacha, you're not also violating other Melachos. It's just not the Mashmos. So that's the Kasha of the Arayim. So let's start with approach number one, which is the answer of the Arayim himself. The Arayim answers, as we had last week, that the case is as follows, that you're taking the two ends of the threads and you're tying them together with a single crossover. You'd imagine the first stage of tying your shoes, you take the two laces, you do one crossover. Says the Arayim, that's what's taking place in this situation. After you sew the two threads, the two stitches, you take the two ends, you tie them together with a single crossover. That is not going to violate Meleches Kosher. That's not considered to be significant enough to violate kosher. But at the same time, it'll still lend enough support to the stitches to allow for this to be a violation of Topher. So you sew two stitches, you do this job that the Arayim just described. It's going to help support the stitches, but it's not significant enough to be a knot in its own right. And therefore, it's not going to violate Meleches Kosher. And as we saw last week, the Arayim used this Yesod to really set down the basic rules for Meleches Kosher. He had pointed out for us that when it comes to the classic knot of crossing, you know, an overhand knot or what we call the crossover knot. So the Arayim deduced from here that when you're tying two strings together, you need to do a minimum of two crossovers to violate Meleches Kosher. But a single crossover, you take two laces and you cross it over one time, not enough yet. You have to cross it over a second time to violate Meleches Kosher. Or, says the Arayim, if you have one string and you loop it on itself and make a knot, so then one crossover is sufficient. But you see from this Gemara that if you have two strings and you just do one crossover, like when we tie our shoes, that's not going to be sufficient enough to violate Meleches Kosher. So that was all just the chazara of what we had last week. The Shitas HaYareim had to answer up his own kasha on this Gemara. Yeah.
So I just have a question. So like, are you allowed to like basically sew a whole entire garment if you just tie one knot, tie like the one string like we do with our shoelaces, just do the whole thing?
So in terms of Meleches Kosher and Achanami, Ellie's asking, can you sew a whole garment and just use the Arayim's method to avoid Meleches Kosher? The answer is yeah. In terms of Meleches Kosher, you'll be good to go. Just only issues Meleches Topher, you know, if you sew a whole garment. So there'll be a Topher sewing. So that's another Melech. Yeah, Topher.
And how do you answer on regarding the fact that the one is not permanent? So how does that
Okay, Dov is asking the same question he had last week. Dov is bothered. Dov is bothered again. Okay, fine. We're not going to call it again. But if you want to hear the back and forth, listen to last week's app recording when we had a big debate about this issue. Fine. Okay, let's go over to the Shitas HaRambam. Fine. If you look at the Rambam from the Mar Makomos, so the Rambam brings down Meleches Topher. He tells us this halacha, you sew two stitches, you can violate Topher. If you tie down the ends, you need to tie down the ends to violate Meleches Topher. And if you just take a cursory glance at the Rambam and you don't read carefully, so the Rambam does not seem to be addressing the Arayim's issue about why there's no kosher in this situation. He just tells us, you sew two stitches, you tie down the ends, you violate Meleches Topher. And the Kesef Mishnah actually brings the Ramach, who asks this as a kasha on the Rambam. Ramach asks, how could the Rambam just innocently tell me that the case of Topher is where you sew two stitches and tie down the end, when if you're tying down the end, you should also violate Meleches Kosher? Rambam's only telling me that this violates Topher. He's not telling me that this violates kosher. But if you're telling me that you tie down the ends, then what about the Arayim's Kasha? You should be violating kosher as well. So aside from the fact that the Rambam's not addressing the Arayim's Kasha, Lechora, the Kesef Mishnah is turning this into a Kasha on the Rambam. How can you ignore it? How can you just tell me that this fits under Meleches Topher only? What about Meleches Kosher? That's the Kasha of the Ramach. So Dov is trying to answer this up based on the Ritva from last week. That's an issue that has to be assessed, but we didn't officially discuss it, the Ritva in Shir either, so it'll take 5 minutes to get to Chaz Ritva Shita and then discuss Dov's answer, but it's a very nice suggestion. But we're going to go with the Mahalach of the Merkavis HaMishnah. The Merkavis HaMishnah is Medayik. He says that if you read the Rambam very carefully, he is addressing this issue from the Arayim. And he's going to answer, he's addressing this issue of the Ramach as well. Because if you take a careful look at the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, so the lashon of the Rambam is that you sew two stitches and then you tie mikan umikan. That's the lashon of the Rambam. That when you sew two stitches and you tie it here and there, then that's the case of violating melachas tofer. So the Merkava submission is medayik, that the Rambam's mashma, that the case is not going to be as the Reim had said, where you take two threads, two ends of the thread, and you tie them together. Rather, the case is where you tie each end onto itself. You take one end and you loop it and make a knot. You take the other end, you loop it and make a knot. That's what the Rambam is mashma. He says you tie it mikan umikan. So you're tying it here with a knot, there with a knot, and that's how you're going to hold the threads in place. That's the diak of the Merkavas Mishnah in the Rambam. And so therefore says the Merkavas Mishnah, that's how the Rambam is going to answer the kasha of the Urim. The Rambam is going to hold the Melechus Tofer, Melechus Kosher only applies when you tie two strings together. When you tie two strings together and you make a knot, that'll violate Melechus Kosher. But if you tie one string onto itself and you form a knot, that is not going to violate Melechus Kosher. So that's the diak that the Merkavas Mishnah is making in the Rambam. How is he addressing the kasha of the Urim? Rambam is going to hold that the case in our Gemara is that after sewing two stitches, you tie one thread onto itself to make a knot, the other thread onto itself to make a knot, and that's not going to violate Melechus Kosher. The Rambam has a new limitation to kosher. Kosher has to be where you tie two strings together, but tying one string onto itself will not violate Melechus Kosher. So let me just quickly chazer over, and then we'll stop for questions. So we're having two approaches now, how to answer up the kasha of the Urim on this Gemara. When you sew two stitches, you tie down the ends. Why is it not violating Melechus Kosher in addition to Tofer? Urim had said the case is because you took the two ends of the thread and tie them with a single crossover. That's not a sufficient knot to violate kosher. Whereas the Rambam now is learned by the Merkavas Mishnah is saying the cases where you tie each thread onto itself, and the Rambam is going to hold that kosher only applies when you tie two strings together. But if you tie one string onto itself, that's not going to violate Melechus Kosher. Okay, yeah, more of it.
So it's not like the Shulchan Aruch about tying a string onto itself.
100%. So Mordechai is pointing out. I'm going to get to Mordechai's point in a second. So, Dovia, any question? Okay, fine. Same thing. Same point. Excellent. Fine. So just we're now going to analyze the Shitas HaRambam, this new qualification that's coming out. Rambam is holding tying one string onto itself in a knot is not going to violate Melechus Kosher. As Dov and Mordechai are pointing out from different marmakomos, well, we'll do the Urim, but the Shulchan Aruch is also a good marmakom. We just pointed out that the Urim clearly argues on the Rambam. The Urim had said that if you tie one string onto itself and make a knot, that will violate Melechus Kosher. In fact, the Urim actually held that this type of knot of looping it onto itself is more severe than tying two strings together. When you tie two strings together, he needed two crossovers. You have to cross it over one time and a second time. But when you have one string and you loop it on itself, he was even okay with a single crossover. It's more chamer that knotting a string on itself will certainly violate Melechus Kosher, and it produces a very substantial knot that is significant with a single crossover. So we now have a machlokas rishonim as to if looping a string onto itself will violate Melechus Kosher. Urim is saying that this does violate kosher. The Rambam has learned by the Merkavas Mishnah is saying that this does not violate kosher. And the question is, what is the hesber in this machlokas? What's the conceptual basis for the shita of Urim? What's the conceptual basis for the shita of the Rambam? Yeah. Okay, so it happens to be, you're 100% correct. I just can't do that now. So Mitzvah Nathar Zingers, I'd love to discuss that with you. Eitan Razi wants to connect this to our Chakir from the very first year about the definition of a knot. So it's definitely connected, but it's going to be too sophisticated. So excellent. But we're not going to be as fancy as Eitan. Okay. So the Achronim explain that this is going to come down to a fundamental Chakira in how to define what's the yisod of Melechus Kosher. So let's go through the Chakira and then we're going to see how it's going to play into this Shaila here. The question is, what's the fundamental accomplishment? What's the productive quality of Melechus Kosher? We're used to the fact that kosher involves, you know, tying a knot, intertwining. But now we're going to roll up our sleeves and ask ourselves on a conceptual level, what's the yisod HaMelechus? Can anyone see a Chakira that we compose as to what's the accomplishment when you tie a knot? What's the accomplishment in tying a knot? Yeah, Mordechai.
Say that either way, that it's a chibur between two different
excellent, or
pieces, or you can say you're
Excellent. Mordechai hit the nail on the head. Beautiful. Beautiful. Toma gets a +3. Okay, fine. Sorry for associating with you so many years ago. I'm sure you have other. okay, excellent. So let's just, I'm not going to repeat what he said because he was 100% on the ball. The Acharonim points out that the explain as follows. One possibility is to explain that maybe the Yesod of Malacha's kosher is the etzim production of a knot. A knot is a certain configuration of string, which could be very productive. There could be a number of reasons why you want a kesher. So maybe the production of a knot is the accomplishment of this malacha. What the Achronim call Yetziras HaKesher, the formation of the knot, that's the accomplishment of Malacha's kosher. Fine. The second possibility is to explain as follows, that maybe the Yesod of Malacha's kosher is not the production of the knot per se. The real accomplishment of the Malacha is the Chibur Shnei Devarim, connecting two items through the knot. The purpose of the knot is to establish a connection between two different items, but the real accomplishment of the Malacha is connecting two items with the knot. So that's the Chakira that Mordechai just spelled out, 100% nail on the head. Is the Yesod of Malacha the production of the knot itself? Or is the Yesod of Malacha connecting two items via a knot? Yeah, so that's okay. So Eitan pointed that out. Dov is pointing out Eitan's aura that this Chakir may connect into our first Chakir from Shir number one. I'd rather discuss that afterwards, but it's a very good point. I think you're correct. You're both correct on that. But let's just do today's Shir, and then after we understand the basics, then afterwards we can hack at more. Fine. So let's take the Shaila now, this Chakir now, and plug it into our Shaila. We're having a Shaila. If I take a string and I knot it onto itself, will that violate Malacha's kosher? The Yerayim is saying that it will violate kosher. Rambam is saying it will not. So let's take Mordechai's Chakira and plug it into this Shaila. So starting with the first thought in the Chakira, if we explain that the Yesod of Malacha's kosher is the Yetziras HaKasher, the production of the knot itself is the accomplishment in this Malacha, so then who cares if you're tying two strings together or one string onto itself? Anytime you produce a knot, you're tapping into the accomplishment of this Malacha, you're going to violate kosher. So when I loop one string onto itself and I form a knot, I did a Yetziras HaKasher, that'll violate Malacha's kosher. So that's the lumnus behind the sheet of the Urayim. He's holding that the Yesod of Malacha is Yetziras HaKasher. So he concluded that even with one string, you're going to have a violation of Malacha's kosher. Moving over to the second side in the Chakira, if the Yesod of Malacha is connecting two different items through a string, the string is just the Hechitimsa to establish a connection between two items. So now we come, that's the purpose of the knot. The knot is the Hechitimsa to establish a connection between two items. So now we come out differently. Because if I take one string and I loop it onto itself and I make a knot, I am not actually connecting two different items. I produced a knot. It could be very productive to do this. If you tie a knot at the bottom of your tzitzis, so you're going to help it from not, you'll stop it from fraying. So it could be very productive to make this knot. But lamaisa, it isn't tapping into the Rambam's productive quality. You're not connecting two different items with that knot. And therefore, it's not going to violate Malacha's kosher. When do you have Malacha's kosher? When you take two strings and you tie them together. If you take two strings, you tie them together, you're establishing a connection through a knot. That'll tap into this accomplishment of the Rambam. That'll violate Malacha's kosher. So that's all part one of tonight's shiur. We're trying to figure out what's the Yesod of Malacha's kosher. We're coming down to this Chakira now, as if kosher is about producing a knot or if it's about connecting two items with a knot. And our first, application of this Chakira is this Machlokes Yerayim and Rambam. If you loop a string onto itself and make a knot, will that violate Malacha's kosher? Okay, so Eitan is asking, happens to be a very good question. Eitan's asking, do we consider a shoe to be one string or two strings? Because the truth of the matter is that a shoe is actually one string being laced the whole entire way through. So the Avnei Nezer raises this as a shaila. He raises the shaila that he's working with the second side and the chakira. They need to connect two different items. And he wants to know, what if I have a single string and I tie the ends together like a shoe? Would that be a problem of Malacha's kosher? And he's machmer on the shaila. We assume that tying even the same string, ends of the same string, is still connecting something. You're connecting two ends. So that will be a problem, but it's a very, very good chap. It's a very good hara. And there's room to be methodic on that issue of shoelaces because of that point. Very good. Okay. Now, as we move over to part two now of tonight's shir, so we're going to have two more nafkaminas in this chakira, which I guess we'll call a nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number 3. Okay. Nafkamina number 2 begins with a Yam Shel Shlomo. This is all going to be brought down the halacha, so it's good to know this just for the sake of knowing this. So it begins with a Yam Shel Shlomo. So Yam Shel Shlomo brings down the following discussion. Back in the day, so they had some types of drawstrings that were attached to their garments. And he wants to know, let's say you have a situation where two of the drawstrings were tied together with a knot, and you're not able to take apart the knot physically. You're not physically able to get apart the knot. Can you cut it? Can you cut it? If you can't physically undo it, can you cut it? That's the question. That's the issue that he's addressing. So the Yam Shel Shlomo says like this. He says that in a situation where you're allowed halachically to untie a knot, it's also permissible to cut the knot. So that's the heter of the Yam Shel Shlomo. He's discussing in this case, apparently these drawstrings were tied in a way where it is permissible to untie the knot. And so he states a heter, it's also mutter to cut it because once you're allowed to untie it, you can also cut it. That's the heter of the Yam Shel Shlomo. Yeah. Ellie's asking, want to have a cut then bite the knot. So this is purely not a halachic issue. For some reason, it's tied in a way that physically you just can't get it apart. So you're just cutting it because you can't physically do it. But if you could physically do it, or if you, you know, you have good teeth. Okay, we're going steps. Okay, Dov's asking a question. We're going to build this up. Fine. That's the heter of the Yam Shel Shlomo. Comes along the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham brings down the heter of the Yam Shel Shlomo, but he adds in a chumrah, which Dov was just medayik, but we're just going to emphasize that this Magen Avraham brings this down. He says that when does the heter of the Yam Shel Shlomo apply? That applies in a situation where you're allowed to halachically undo a knot. When you're allowed to undo a knot halachically, then you can also cut it. But in a situation where you're not allowed to undo it halachically, it's tied in a way where you're not allowed to undo it because of malachas matir, you also cannot cut the knot. And this is all brought down the halacha and the Mishnah Berurah. This is, you know, Malachas Matir 101, that what's the halacha with cutting a knot on Shabbos? If you have a string that's tied and you can't get the knot open, can you cut it on Shabbos? So it depends on if you're allowed to untie the knot halachically. If you're allowed to untie it halachically, then you can cut it. If you can't untie it halachically, you can not cut it. It's all brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Come along the contemporary Sfarim, and they want to know the following question. I want to know, how far does this chumrah of the Magen Avraham and now the Mishnah Berurah go? When the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham are telling us that if you have a knot that's not allowed to be untied halachically, you also can't cut it, where exactly are you prohibited from cutting? Where exactly does this prohibition apply? One possibility that the contemporary Sfarim raise is that maybe this chumrah specifically applies at the point of the knot. That at the point of the knot, just like you can't untie it, you also can't cut it. But maybe elsewhere around the circumference, you would be allowed to cut it. That's one option that they raise. Maybe there's a limited chumrah at the point of the knot, but around the circumference, maybe it would be permissible to cut it. That's possibly number one. Who says this? Okay, so this is brought down in the Orach Shabbos and the Shalmaneser. Shalmaneser posits this first possibility that Shalmaneser and Rav Nissen Kaplan wants to suggest in some achronim that the Magen Avraham is limited to cutting the knot at the point of the knot, but also around the circumference, maybe it should be permissible. Yeah. I just mean around, like, meaning if you have, imagine like other parts of the string. Yeah, I mean, you have a cookie box, you know, like one of those bakery boxes with a knot, and you can't get it open. You can't get it open. So the question is it permissible to cut it or not? So now we're discussing a situation where they tied this cookie box in a way where you're not allowed to do malachas matzah, you can't untie it. And the question is, can you cut the string? So the Shalmaneser suggests in some achronim that maybe this chumrah is limited to cutting it at the point of the knot, but else around the circumference, it would be permissible. That's possibility number one. The second possibility is presented by the Orach HaShabbos, and this really is the Pashas of the Magen Avraham, that this chumrah applies anywhere around the entire circumference. Not only can't you cut it at the actual knot, but you can't cut it anywhere around the knot. It's really the Pashas in the Magen Avraham because he doesn't limit it. If this chumrah is limited to cutting at the point of the knot, we would have liked him to tell us that just simple heter, just cut it somewhere else. You know, he doesn't really tell us that. So Pashas is you can't cut it anywhere around the entire circumference of the knot, not only meaning of the string, not only at the point of the knot, but anywhere else around their fingers. We have now a machlokes in the contemporaries firm. How far does this chumrah of the magen avraham go? Is it limited to prohibiting cutting it at the point of the knot, or does it apply to prohibit cutting anywhere on the string itself? The question is, what's the hesber in this machlokes? Yonah. So Yonah is now going to try and go for the gold here and be mashbir this machlokes. The floor is yours.
According to the opinion that you only are prohibited from cutting it at the point.
Mm-hmm.
You could say that's because the ikur of kosher is just the making of a knot.
Excellent. And the other side?
If you say that you can't even cut it at the string, the ikur of kosher.
Excellent. 100%. So Yonah just hit the nail on the head. So the Achronim point out that this issue is going to be a nafkamina, we'll call it nafkamina number two, in our Chakira. So let's go through the two tzadim in the Chakira. Starting with the first tzad in the Chakira, that the yisod of malachas kosher is the production of a knot. The yitzir sakasher is the essence of malachas kosher. So as Yonah's pointing out, and as Eitan was whispering, if the yisod of malachas kosher is the production of a knot, so then it follows that malachas matir, which is the inverse of kosher, is going to be about undoing a knot, undoing a kasher. That's the yisod of malachas matir. So if I now have this situation where I have my cookie box that's tied with a knot, with a double knot that I'm not allowed to untie halachically, so if I cut it at the point of the knot, we can say that that's the equivalent of dissolving the knot. See, although I'm not technically untying, but I'm taking apart the knot, that'll violate, that'll tap into the productive quality of malachas matir. I'm undoing a kasher. That'll be awesome. But if I cut the string at some other point on the circumference, just the string itself, but not the knot, I'm not actually undoing a kasher. I'm just cutting a string. And so that's not going to be a problem of malachas kosher. So working with the first sound, the chakira, it should be permissible to cut the cookie box somewhere else around the string, as long as you're not cutting the knot itself. Moving over to the second side in the chakira, if we explain that the soda malachas kosher is about connecting two items through a knot, so the really soda malacha is the establishment of the connection, just the knot is the means by which you establish that connection, well, then it follows that the yisod malachas matir is about taking apart a connection. The breaking apart a connection between two items is the yisod of malachas matir. And so it will come out that in our situation where you have this string around the cookie box, even if I don't cut the string at the point of the knot, I cut it somewhere else, I'm breaking apart the connection between the different parts of the string, that should be a problem of malachas matir. Although I haven't technically dissolved the knot, but the knot is really just peripheral. The real yisod malacha was the connection. When I cut it anywhere on the circumference or anywhere around the string, I'm breaking that connection and I'm detaching these two items. That should be a problem of malachas matir. So this is all nafkamina number two in this chakira here as to, how do you open up your cookie box on Shabbos? To be honest, so the pashas is we should be machmir on the shaila. It's the pashas and the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. So halacha lemaaseh is probably kedai to be machmir, but it's an interesting issue to analyze analytically. Yeah, Yonah.
I would still say that there's a potential.
Because
even if you're saying that the ikur is the connection, mm-hmm. It's still the knot that made that connection. So if you're cutting it on another point of the string, you're breaking the connection in a different way. But
okay, so Yonah wants to argue in the second time in the Chagira by arguing that even if you say the sort of matter is about breaking the connection, maybe you have to break it at the point of the knot. That just like kosher is establishing connection through a knot, maybe matir should be breaking that connection by undoing the knot. So that's definitely a fair possibility to suggest. But keep in mind that we have in Orech HaShabbos, learning the Magen Avraham is being machmir. So we need to give a svar for them. If they're telling us that you can't cut it anywhere, why would that be? So they wouldn't be saying this possibility. They would be saying that anytime you break the connection would be a problem of malachas matir. Okay. Yeah. With a shinoi set. Can you break it with a shinoi set? That would probably be usher derabanan.
What would you do? You slip it off the sides.
You know what I'm saying? You slip it off the sides. That's how we get our cookies. Or usually you can get your fingers in anyways, fine. Or you can break the box. If you want to break the box, you can also do that. All solutions. Okay. Nafkamina number three. The poskim raised the following shayla. They have these things, which I'm pretty sure everyone here has seen, which are called zip ties. Zip ties are these strips of plastic, which are smooth on one end and have ridges, or you call them teeth, on the other end, and you buckle them together through a buckle. They're officially called cable ties, but they're also called zip ties. And a lot of people use them for their sukkahs to tie down the sukkahs. So is anyone unclear on what we're discussing? Okay, fine. Fine. So the shaila becomes, what is the halacha in terms of using zip ties on Shabbos? That's the shaila that comes up in the poskim. So we have a machlokas between the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa versus Rabbi Yashiv has brought in a certain marmokum that I'm going to discuss. Fine. So let's
start with the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Okay. Sorry, Scott, I just saw your question. If you want to speak up, I don't have time to read it. But if you want to speak up, please feel free to speak up, Scott. But I'm gonna keep going. But if you want to cut me off, okay, fine. So starting with the shita of the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, he is makel on zip ties. He says that it's permissible to use zip ties on Shabbos. Now, there is a chut shani, or Nissen Karlitz, who has a corollary, a similar psak, which I assume is in line with Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, so I'm going to point that out, and I'm going to assume that they're going together, even though technically they may not be. The chut shani, or Nissen Karlitz, brings down that in terms of malachas kosher, there are not going to be any issues of kosher when it comes to using zip ties. When you use a zip tie, you're not tying anything, you're not making any knots. It's not going to violate malachas kosher. But he says that there could be an issue of malachas boneh. If you're tying down some type of a structure with the zip ties, so that already, you know, if you're involved in the process of building this structure, that could be a problem of malachas boneh. So he says that boneh could be a problem. Now the Shmir Shabbos just says a blanket heter to use zip ties. So it's not perfectly clear if he's holding that there's a boneh issue, but I would assume that he would agree that if you're tying something down in a permanent way, that it should be an issue of malachas boneh. So I'm going to put them together, and I'm going to assume that there could be a boneh issue according to the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, but assuming you can avoid boneh, which could be done, so then it's permissible to use zip ties on Shabbos. So that is shita number one, the Shmir Shabbos, which I'm connecting to the chut shani. Shita number two is the shita of Rav Yashiv is brought down in a certain kuntres. So there's one of these publications in Eretz Yisrael that's called the Kovet Space Hillel, which is one of these publications. They have different Shtukot Torahs, different Devar Torahs on various inyanim. And it comes out, I don't know if it still comes out or how often it comes out, but there's a certain one that came out like 10, 15 years ago or so. And in this Kovet Space Hillel, which I put on the Marmokomos, you can get it on Hebrew books, there's a piece written by Rav Asher Chananya. To be honest, I don't know who he is, but he's an unbelievable Talmud Chacham, you can tell from the piece. And Rav Asher Chananya is discussing the halacha of using zip ties on Shabbos. And he writes that he was asked to shaila a number of times, and he thinks that's be a problem of malachas kosher. Why should it be a problem of malachas kosher? So says Rav Asher Chananya, I'm going to focus on his first main point. He has a second point, but his first main point is that although it's true, you're not actually forming any knot, you're not really tying any knot, but you're tapping into the yisod of malachas kosher. The yisod of malachas kosher is about connecting two different things. That's really yisod of malacha. The knot is just peripheral. And so when it comes to zip ties, although you haven't actually made any knot, you haven't made any knot, since you're connecting the two ends of the zip tie, therefore it should be a problem of malachas kosher. That's the shita of Rav Asher Chananya. And for our purposes, more importantly, he writes that he went to Rav Yashiv with his argument, and he said Rav Yashiv agreed. Then he tells us in the article that afterwards he started hearing contradictory psakim from Rav Yashiv on zip ties. You know, different opinions were being quoted in the name of Rav Yashiv. So he writes that he went to Rav Moshe Yashiv, Rav Yashiv's son, and he asked Rav Moshe Yashiv to please clarify your father's psak on zip ties. And he said that Rav Moshe clarified that his father holds that it is indeed usur to use zip ties. Originally, he thought it would be a tofer issue, but now he's leaning towards saying it is a kosher issue. So bottom line is, Rav Yashiv quoted in this Kovetz is telling us that there's a problem of using zip ties on Shabbos, and the maskana of Rav Yashiv is that it's an issue of malachas kosher. So we have now machlokas poskim. What's the halacha when it comes to zip ties? Shmir Shabbos is makel, at least in terms of kosher, and Rav Yashiv is machmir,
What's the Hesber in this Machlokes? Any question?
Yeah, if that's the reason behind the Lashit Shah,
oh, okay, one second. Elian is asking a question. Let me say the Hesber first, then we'll address Eli's question. Okay, so fine. So I'm gonna plug it in. Anyone? Yeah. Excellent. Good, excellent. Right, fine. So you just plugged it in. So going to the first side in the Chakira, if the definition of kosher is about the production of a knot, the Yetzirah Sakesher is the accomplishment of this malacha, so then it follows that ziptai should not be a problem of malacha's kosher. Lamaisa, you haven't formed any knot, you're not intertwining, it shouldn't be a problem of malacha's kosher. So that would be the straightaway, that would be a simple way of understanding Shemir Shabbos, not the only way, as we're going to see, but a simple conclusion. If you go with the first on the Chakira, it should be perfectly a problem, if perfectly permissible in terms of Malacha's kosher, to use zip ties on Shabbos. Moving over to the second side in the Chakira, if we say that really the Yisod of Malacha's kosher is about connecting two items, and the knot is playing a more peripheral role, it's just the hechitimsa, it's just the method by which we establish a connection, so there's room to say the following chiddush, it's not compelling, in Lum this is not compelling, but there's room to say that maybe we can even ignore the knot, that if you connect two items, even if there's no knot whatsoever, Lamaisa, since you're tapping into the really Yisod of Malacha, that'll fit under Malacha's kosher as a tolda. That maybe the Av of Malacha's kosher has to involve forming a knot, establishing a connection by forming a knot, but maybe any form of connection whatsoever, even without forming a kasher, will be a tolda of this Malacha. Now, you don't have to say such a thing. You could say that even in the second side of the Chakira, you always require a kasher. Without a kasher, there's no Malacha's kosher. But there's room to be mechadish, then maybe not. Maybe since the essence of the malacha is the connection, maybe we can waive the kesher factor and any connection will be a problem of kosher. And this is exactly what Rav Asher Hanani is saying and explaining Rav Yashav, that he is being machmer, he is saying it's malacha's kosher. How could there be kosher? Where's the kesher? The answer is that the kesher is just a technicality. The real yisod of malacha is the connection. So anytime you have a connection, there should be a problem of malacha's kosher. So, Okay. So Dov is asking that we had rules from Malachas Kosher. We needed a Maisa Uman. We needed a Kesher Shel Kayama. Like, if there's no Kesher, what's going on here? So 100%. So what we'd have to do is to say the following. We would have to say, which Eliashiv apparently is saying, that the purpose of Maisa Uman was to make it a very tight connection, if you remember, based on Shel Gibor, was about tightness, and Kesher Shel Kayama is about permanence. And with the zip ties, you have both of that. A zip tie, when it's closed, is permanent. No one undoes the zip tie. You cut it. It's just, it's left there indefinitely. Okay, Dov is arguing on that assumption, but... What? Okay, fine. I think typically speaking, people don't undo a zip tie. This is the kind of thing that, like, on one of these game shows, you have 30 seconds to undo it. I don't think you're going to win that game show. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not so simple. Okay, so with the zip tie, Rav Hanani emphasizes this, that the zip tie, really, it's really a permanent connection, like it's not typically being undone, and meaning in terms of the tightness, you have Maisa Uman, in terms of Kesher Shel Kayama, so in a Hanani, depending on the duration of time, will depend on whether zip ties are deraisa or derabanan. If you have a permanent zip tie, it will be deraisa. It will be a temporary zip tie, so maybe it will be derabanan. Dov is nodding, waving his head, he doesn't like this. Fine, okay, so Dov, the Shemir Shabbos is Mikkel on zip ties. Okay, now, fine. Now, I just want to point out two applications in the second, just two variations in this last trail of zip ties. So, one Nakuda is as follows. The Shemir Shabbos Kihilchasa brings down another halacha, which might be an afkamina now. It's not clear, but it might be another afkamina. He brings down the issue of hospital bans. Let's say a person goes to a hospital and he gets that hospital band that's put on with the knob, and let's assume it's not taped on, it's not glued on, because gluing it on would be a tofer issue. But let's say assume it's snapped on, like you snap on the hospital bands. So what's the halacha in terms of doing that on Shabbos? Obviously, you know, if someone else is doing it and it's necessary, it's perfectly permissible. But just to know the halacha, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, let's say where you have Jewish nurses or things like that working on Shabbos, people like that working on Shabbos, what's the halacha with using these hospital bands on Shabbos? So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is makel. He says that if it's not being stuck on, sticking it on, which they do have nowadays, would be a tofer issue. But if it's not stuck on, rather it is snapped on, it is perfectly permissible because there's no tfira taking place. There's no, whatever malachas tofer is about, you're not satisfying that. And there's no malachas kosher taking place because you're not tying any knot. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa brings down that aside from the fact that you could be makel on zip ties, you could also be makel on hospital bands that snap together, although they're like they're pretty permanent. You have to cut it. You can't really unsnap it, but that would be permissible. Now, Yesh La'ayin, it could be Rav Yashar will be machmir on this as well, because although you're not forming a knot, but since you're producing this permanent connection, so it very well could be that Rav Yashar would be machmir on the shayla of the hospital bands. But Shmir Shabbos is makel, so there certainly is room to be makel on the shayla. Now, just to quickly finish off, Eli had asked the kasha, so what about Velcro? So why are we allowed to use Velcro on Shabbos when, according to this Rav Yashar of Chumrah, I'm connecting two different items. I'm connecting my two laces or whatever you're Velcroing shut. So why is that not a problem of Melechas Kosher according to this Chumrah of Rav Yashar? So Rav Asher Hanania addresses this. He says that since Velcro is typically meant to be undone and redone on a regular basis, so we've had this ongoing heter of Derech Tashmisho, that when you have some type of Melacha that's typically, you know, redone and undone on a regular basis, so it doesn't have the chashivas of a malacha, and therefore it's perfectly permissible. So that's why there's no problem whatsoever with using Velcro on Shabbos. So with that, we have Baruch Hashem finished Malachas Kosher just about. So just to quickly summarize, we had the chakira, what's the yisod of Malachas Kosher? Is it producing a knot, or is it connecting two items with a knot? Three nafkaminas. The first one was tying a string onto itself. Second nafkamina was the Amshel Shlomo, is the Chumra, the Magen of Ram, cutting the cookie box string, is it limited to cutting it at the point of the knot or anywhere around the circumference? And the third nafkamina was the issue of zip ties, that when you close a zip tie, I'm making a connection, but I'm not actually producing a knot. So Mirtzashim, next week, we will finish the whole Perek of Eluk Sharim by doing Malachas Matir and then going through contemporary Shilas on kosher. Okay. Have a good chance.